This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, Ariel space mission announced as ESA's next mid-class space mission. Galaxy rotation curves reveal something interesting about the universe. And stellar astronomy news, we have some really interesting metals kicking around in the centre of our galaxy. In our main story, Ariel, a mission to study the formation and evolution of exoplanets, has been chosen by the European Space Agency to be its next medium-class space mission. The launch is scheduled for 2028, and the mission will fly for 4 years, observing over 1,000 exoplanets during that time. Ariel, which stands for Atmospheric Remote Sensing Exoplanet Large Survey, aims to carefully study the chemical makeup of the atmospheres of exoplanets of all sizes, from super-Earths to Jupiter-sized planets. The observations will be carried out at both infrared and optical wavelengths using a meter-class telescope. Although nearly 4,000 exoplanets have so far been discovered, not much is known about them. Ariel will study a large fraction of these in order to gain a better understanding of these different worlds. The chemical and thermal information obtained from the exoplanet atmospheres will give us a better understanding of how exoplanets form and grow, as well as their internal composition. Ariel Consortium Project Manager Paul Eccleston had this to say. It is wonderful news that ESA has selected Ariel for the next medium-class science mission. The team are very excited to have the opportunity to realize the mission we've been developing over the last 2 years. Ariel will revolutionize our understanding of how planetary systems form and evolve, helping us to put our own solar system into context and compare it to our neighbors in the galaxy. In other news, a team of scientists using radio, optical, and ultraviolet observations has recently discovered that galaxies have a set rotation period regardless of their size. The study of over 100 galaxies, ranging from small, irregularly shaped dwarfs to large spirals, revealed that the galaxies take about a billion years to rotate once at the outskirts of their disks. The team also found that the outer edges of the galaxies studied contained populations of older stars and not just the young stars, dust, and gas they were expecting. These galaxies were shown to have a clearly defined edge, which will go a long way towards defining search areas for galaxy studies for upcoming survey projects such as the Square Kilometre Array. And lastly, in stellar astronomy news, the cluster of stars surrounding the supermassive black hole at the centre of our galaxy has been shown to have unusually high levels of rare elements. High levels of vanadium, scandium, and yttrium have been found in the stars in the nucleus of the Milky Way. Scandium and vanadium are produced in supernova explosions, and yttrium is made in asymptotic giant branch stars. It is not clear at this stage what causes the overabundance of these elements in the cluster. However, the presence of these elements in such high levels could mean that the stars in the nuclear cluster are a completely different stellar population from the rest of the stars in the Milky Way.